Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Zeke is not here, but this lovely program that we have captures the last image, and that's what we got. So it's great.
Zeke, don't move.
Yeah, Zeke, stay still for like 20 minutes. You're great. You're going to do good.
Be utterly silent.
Yeah.
That expression's great.
Yeah, it's great. I like that that's how he left.
Like, what did you say to me?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good episode, I thought.
Hi, everybody.
Everyone seemed to have a pretty down day, but we lived, all right? In the Court of Swords history, living is greater than anything that happened today.
Yeah.
Or worse.
That's going to be replaced.
We're in an interesting place with the difficulty of the narrative because on the one hand, you know, we're focusing more on the characters being rewarded for doing like character stuff and it's really enriching and I'm not building balanced encounters. On the other hand, I can be like, what kind of terrible monsters would make sense to be here? Okay, go. I don't have to worry about whether you can beat them or not. That's on you.
Right.
So sometimes you get into a situation. But now that you've returned to the prime material plane, you should have less wizard bullshit for now, at least until you get back to the city.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. The fact that it's funny. You go back to the world, which is already terrifying in Court of Swords and has weird shit there, but
yeah.
Compared to like the stuff that's been possible to pop up, you know, in the plane that we were in, it's like, hey, back to normal world.
Yeah,
it's just the horrible desert. I want to say first and foremost, and I made a note so I wouldn't forget during the post show. Dan, you have been killing it lately on like picking up on lore stuff and like that room when I was like, it's all like chaos, and you're just like, I remember 4 episodes ago, Adam, this is how you solve this problem. And I was just like, you got me. You did it. Just like one try. And that's happened like consistently every episode. There's been one or two things where you've just been like, wait a second. This is that thing from 47 episodes ago. I remembered it. Yeah, it's good. You're doing great.
So really I got happy. Through high school. I have a really good memory. I can remember stuff and regurgitate it later.
Yeah,
it's perfect. You're doing great. It's I'm really enjoying it. It's been really good for me as a GM to just be like, here's like a little hint. And you're like, oh, let me just put these pieces together.
Yeah.
Got it, Adam. Got it.
Yeah. Dan raises his hand. He's got the answer right away. Yeah, that was a lot of fun for sure when you remembered that. And then I got to play some X-Men where I could just create nothing of chaos. It was great.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of want to create a god, but that goes against, I think, a lot of, I think the way that played out in terms of the RP of the show was perfect. Because, like, Ramis can't agree to that, but he also is a curious person by nature, so he kind of wants to see it happen. I want to see it happen, but I can't agree to that because I know as, like, a smart person, that should not happen. Calumont just doesn't weigh in on a lot of like big decisions like that, and he probably feels shitty about releasing the thing to begin with. And Berg's just someone that acts on pure emotion, so like it was Berg's decision the entire time. I felt that, so I was kind of happy with how all that played out. Did you know that you were going to smash the soul from the very beginning, Berg, or was that an instant decision?
I didn't know. I was kind of leaning towards that because. I felt it kind of made sense with Berg in terms of he doesn't. It was a lot for Berg to mull over, right? So I thought about it, and instinctually, I think Berg would be like, "This isn't up to me." So, like giving the soul to whatever the fuck that is that Berg has no idea about felt more like, you know, that could be a really bad decision. And Berg at least has a level of intellect. Used to have that level of intellect, I should say.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Hold on a second. Hey, rug, what do you think we should do? What's that rug? What's that? I hate this rug. It's always lying around. I want to say too, that I thought it was a nice counterpoint in the like reinforcing of what you saw in the bowl in the previous episode, in that Berg has seen the benefits of reincarnation, right? Berg has seen that if you let the natural order do its thing, that sometimes it can do well for people.
That's essentially where Berg ended up landing. It was like, well, this might infuriate, you know, like heaven, or like if heaven or anything of that does exist and it will have an effect on Berg and can punish Berg even more.
Yeah,
this could very well be, a point that they look back on and be like, you did that. You did that, you know? So Berg was just like, you know what? It's not up to him. It's not up to Berg. Fuck this. Chaos. Bam.
Yeah.
Well, like the wheel indicated, right, in the fortune telling, there was going to be dire consequences in either direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also, man, I didn't choose the like everything's bad in all directions. So like there's factions, right? Like had you finished the ritual, whatever would have happened, you would have earned the favor of the creature that would have resulted from that and earned the ire of heaven. But this may help you in the other way, in that you know, you've done the right thing. You returned a soul to the cycle.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be some people who are happy about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of in really digging. I feel like at the start of this show, it what happens with any D&D game at low levels, I'm not grabbed by the, like, you're in a town and you need to go get some monsters out of a cave. Like, we're doing impactful things. Yeah, yeah, there are bandits and you're inside of an inn. What do you do? Yeah, it's fun having major consequences occur even at such a low level in the game, for sure. Like the idea of creating a god was pretty fucking cool. The fact that like we were able to weigh in on that as level 5 characters, which is super fun. And I don't think I assume you could, but I don't think if we were still playing by like the mechanical rules of the game and not this narrative style, that we would be kind of dealing with anything of that level at this point.
No, well, that's the thing, is like I talked about this a lot in the post shows and the sort of mid show, when the complexity of the game was such that all the fights were taking quite a while to get through. But then I still didn't have the flexibility of doing like fun, cool stuff. Like I would be like, this would be an interesting encounter. Oh, nope. Too high CR. Nope. Too low. This won't be a challenge. Like my hands were really tied. So now I can just be like, I don't know. There's stuff. Stuff is happening. Do you want to fight it or run or encounter it, or how do you want to deal with this?
The ironic thing is that me, Max, and Dan were trained to always run from stuff that's really difficult.
Right.
Because we died so often in the early of the show because we stayed and fought for a lot of the times. And so that's kind of interesting to deal with narratively now.
Yeah. I mean, just as an example, like if you had just stayed and gone toe to toe with the three things that were at the end, the three creatures at the end there, using the stats that I was giving them.
Yeah.
A deadly encounter for your level, this group, would be a budget of 5,300 experience.
Uh-huh.
The modified experience of that encounter was 12,500. So it was more than twice the like power level that I would have expected you. So I never would have like ethically been able to put that in front of you in the old version, because that was the only way you could get XP. So,
right. Yeah.
It wasn't a thing that I had the freedom to do. So now I can just be like, yeah, okay, here's what's happening.
Fuck, I closed roll 20. On the topic of goals, I know we usually discuss this at the top of the show, but one of my goals was to find out what Utrix's real goal was. Was it to become a god?
Yeah, more or less. He would describe it in different terms, most likely. But yeah, to supplant and step outside of the cycle of reincarnation, to have power. And I tried to kind of hint at it, right? Like, he built his own fountain.
Right.
Right. Because he was like, what if I had my own cosmic power source?
Right.
I don't think he would have phrased it like to become a god, in the sense that the cosmology of this universe doesn't have like Odin and Thor and Anubis and like god figures in that way, but they have powers who, like Agni or like this six-armed reincarnation bureaucrat, they exist outside of the human kind of rut of like, try not to be bad, try not to accumulate dharma, spend a lifetime being a peasant, die. Okay, here you go. Get to be human again. Try not to be a peasant this time and slowly work your way up. He was like, nah, screw that. I'm a wizard. I want to step outside that and not be bound to human destiny anymore.
Yeah.
Which ultimately is like the most significant hubris that anyone can have in this universe, right? Being able to say, I know better than the fundamental laws of the universe.
Mm-hmm. The second part of that is how long or how much XP was that goal worth? I only ask because I would be close to level, and so I wouldn't want to have.
Oh, you might think about leveling in between.
Yeah, because I have to swap out some spells with the new book.
I think it was probably another 1,000 experience.
I've had that one for a while, though. At least three episodes. Let me see. I don't know if that pertains.
Yes,
to
no, it's not about how long you've had it, but it was how difficult it was. But yes, getting to the bottom of this isn't medium. It's hard. So let me see.
What is let's see. Here.
And what level are you? 5?
Yes.
So for you, it is 1600. Let me get my calculator. I can't do basic math.
Oh, okay. I'm not that close.
1500. 1500.
Okay, cool.
For that one.
Okay, I'll put that in my goals, and we'll talk about that at the top of the show.
Yeah, for you, I think the four, like, your goals are going to be worth either 500 at your level, 500, 1,000, 1,500, or 3,000, I think.
For, like, something super crazy? Okay.
Yeah, for, like, the hardest possible one. Most you can get in one goal.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll try to hit 6 before the live show then. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's certainly possible.
Yeah.
One way you can do that if you, because it's much harder in the type of adventure we're going to be doing for the next like 2 episodes. Like I'm thinking, depending on if we get there in time or not, I'm thinking probably the end of the previous episode to the live show without trying to prognosticate too much. I think you'll end at the gates of like the place you are going. The place you end up following.
Gotcha.
So it'll probably just be like, cool, you come over the last dune and bam, there it is, the place.
Yeah.
If that times out that way. But we'll see. We'll see how long you're in the desert.
Okay. Do you want to explain what happened with Dan's bag for the rule?
Rules? Okay, so...
I'm sure Dan would love to know why.
Transparent for everybody. So I gave everybody the chance to make that perception roll to see if they would grab something they thought was valuable or interesting. And what that did was there were tiers. If you did 20 or better, you got like I think a very rare item. If you got like a 15 to 20, you get a rare item. I figured these out as we were going, and I have on my Google Doc, but I don't have it open right now. But basically, it allowed you a roll on a particular table. Not how good the item was. So I rolled on the table for Ramus and got a bag of devouring. It's still the same rarity. It's still from the same table. It just happens to be cursed. And with cursed items, when you spend a long rest examining them, you think they're something that they're not unless you cast an identify spell on them. Identify tells you what they really are, but a long rest examination tells you what the thing they're cursed to appear to be.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So yeah, you got a bag of devouring, and the bag of devouring, technically, I made slightly less dangerous than it actually is. If you fail the check, like if you stick your arm in there and you fail the check, the DC 15, it just sucks you in. One person gets one chance to pull you out, and if they fail, you just die. Like you're just that's yeah. it. You're
Holy just, shit! Okay.
Yeah. So I gave you one extra check. Had Sully failed that check, one more check would have been allowed. I put an extra layer in there. But yeah, it's one of the few like you fail and you die situations in 5e. Wow. Yeah. But
yeah,
everything you put in there is lost. It's technically not devoured, it's just ejected into some other universe. So if there was anything of like really significant value in there, you could have gone on a quest to get it, I guess. With like a locate object spell or something. But for right now, yeah.
Man. Damn, we're gonna use that in combat.
Well, it depends on how durable it is, but it's a great item for like getting rid of. If I need to get rid of something, I could put it in there and it's gone.
Hey, you got? We got 2 bodies. Just shove them in the bag.
Yeah, totally. The bag.
I still think we can make use of it. It's obviously not as useful as a bag of holding.
Like, it's not like a wondrous like weapon or something, but it's at least an item that. You find fun ways to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And that's the thing about magic items. Like, yeah, like a +1 sword is fine, but like more interesting items are fun. And the way the game describes it is the bag is like the feeding orifice for a giant extra dimensional creature. So I think it probably has something in common with the mimic full of mimics that you fought under the House of the Falcon.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably part of the same larger organism.
Okay.
So everything that got thrown in there got toasted, but you can use it to.
So We lost all of our gold. What else did we lose? Yeah. Dan? Anything of extreme value?
Mostly just potions, and had some of those thorns from that one boss that creates spike growth. Nothing like, it was all just money, and money in 5th edition doesn't, like, mostly just sits around the whole time.
We don't really spend a whole lot of money, really.
Yeah.
I've been holding thousands of gold for, like, 20 episodes, not using it.
It kind of sucks for Berg, I guess, because he can't get, like, a shield now, at least until we either strike another
sort of deal.
But it doesn't matter for Berg, because he's dumb anyway, so, right now.
We still have gold.
Let me talk about that, too, because I actually changed the rules for this too. So the way the attack works is that it reduces you to zero if I can roll your intelligence or higher. So the smarter you are, the harder it is for that to hit. If you get hit with that attack and you drop to intelligence zero, technically the only way to recover that intelligence is with a greater restoration spell, which would mean that Max, you would be stuck in the desert until you found a cleric. So several sessions at intelligence zero, which to me is so boring, and like it just wouldn't be any fun for you to play. But what I was interested in, and this is one of my challenges, I want to see what it looks like with Berg getting slightly smarter every day, like relearning things and like slowly watching that intelligence comes back, because I think that's a thing that would be fun to play, is that intelligence recovery rather than just like, cool, well, you're dumb and you have to stay really dumb for the next whatever 12 hours of game, sorry. Because that just doesn't seem like entertaining. But now we get to see Berg grow up from a rug to a cow, all the way back up to Berg.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll probably. I mean, I guess we'll see how many days pass tomorrow. But you'll probably be normal Berg by the live show, I would think. Or not tomorrow. Ooh, sorry,
I would imagine next episode.
Oh, Jesus,
I was going to say. I hope so.
Yeah. Trying to think if there's anything else anything you guys want to bring up from the show.
Oh, by the way, that distraction that Agni did was amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So she's returned to her home plane. People were asking like, oh, why can't Agni just go and like talk to her dad herself? I think it's less about like, when they return to their home plane, some of their personality is like dispelled. Like she's going to go become more like fire, and it'll be harder for her to tell herself apart from like the other powers of her family. Being embodied and in his service kind of gave her part of her personality, which isn't to say she can't recover it if she comes to the mortal plane, but mostly those kinds of gods are like either insane or sleeping, or they are so immersed in their element they no longer are capable of communicating. The way that we can get messages to them is through their worshipers, through their like dreams and prayers. A similar entity, folks, I think we're tweeting into this while we were playing. Similar entity to Imix was Morgan's character's like snake deity. She like woke up. That's like a primordial, pre heaven power. This stuff's all tied together. I'm really interested to see if you can connect with some Imix worshippers and see what they're like.
Yeah, I'm. Without, like, we don't really have a clear goal now. Like we kind of finished up that the whole Utrix thing, and we can't really go back to Inanna. I mean, I guess we can, because like what the original quest that I wrote down was. Shit, it's in the quest menu. It is. Recover the experiment of Utrix, a wizard of the Seer of the Seven Potencies for Inanna. We didn't recover it at all. We fucking destroyed the soul and peaced out.
We at least figured out what it was. So if we do have to confront her, we can tell her what he was planning and what he had done.
Right.
But yeah, we don't have like a thing to give to her.
I also wonder too, like what, as a player, I wonder what that does to the like 12 Sahir. Like, does someone have to replace Utrix now? Is he actually dead? Like, how does that all, I don't know how that all works. It's something that I'm kind of interested in figuring out, which maybe I kind of do want to go talk to Inanna about, but
So
wizards, the wizards do have answers. They're just not always the answers you want.
Right.
When we destroyed the, or when Berg destroyed the, you know, the soul receptacle, we'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it just kind of wisp away, kind of thing? Is that what it did?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a flash of light, a little flash of light, and then a glow, and then.
Maybe it's on its way back to heaven. And then the Mara intercepted, like, a little soul. Let me take that.
Ooh, delicious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what'll be interesting is for all of his hubris and power and whatever, if he does go back to heaven and get reincarnated, is he going to be like a slug or something? To be like, no, you got a lot to learn, buddy.
Yeah, are we going to find Utrix as the actual sand turtle? Not a turtle, but a turtle just wandering on its back?
Exactly. You just find some crappy sandworm and you're like, oh, there he is. There's my buddy Utrix.
Yeah. On the topic of sand, I'm pretty excited to play like a really cranky Solly Hoffa for the next couple of hours of the show.
Should be fun.
Yeah. That'll be interesting because I've been kind of even keel, I guess, with the character so far. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Max, Dan, Adam, anything else?
Not for me.
Mm-mm.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll do it. Shout outs to Twitch once again. Obviously, this will only hit people on Patreon, but they saved the day in terms of getting Zeke a computer to use today. So. We would have been limited to 2 hours. And if that, by my estimations, we would have literally cliffhangered on the idea. We cliffhangered on this destroying the soul, right?
Yes, it was deciding whether to destroy it or not.
Yeah, that would have sucked. So glad we got that out of the way. But yeah, that'll do it for this week. We'll see you guys next week for more, probably. Like I said, I got to figure out if it's going to work into the schedule for the house stuff. We'll see you then. Max, go get some sleep or do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, probably sleep.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.